The original documentation of JavaScript was rather confusing, but now it's rather clearer what's going on, although there are some historical peculiarities. You label a typical property of a window as window or top or self or parent dotted in to the name of a frame, dotted into document, then maybe dotted into forms. Under forms you might have element name such as button, and then underneath that or text, the name of the text field, and underneath that the value. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 elements in the actual name, and so you do get quite long names in JavaScript. Frames can be labeled in a ridiculous number of ways. Instead of the index into a frames array, you can use the actual name of the frame, or you can use an associative array type syntax, namely frames of the alphabetic string, which is the name of the frame. What I used to do quite a bit and then abandon, but I think I can do again now, is to actually generate the name of the frame using a val. In fact, generate the name of the properties using a val, because that's usually a very convenient way of doing it. So, as I mentioned, window and frame are objects of type window, and they define a hierarchy of cascading containers. Document, form, history, link, and location define parts of a window or frame. We'll give examples to describe the difference between top and parent. Self is the current window. Opener is a very important property of a window, and it's only defined if that particular window was created with an earlier window.open instantiation in a previous, in a different window. Opener is null unless this particular window was created by another window. Why opener is extremely important? It allows a daughter window to access the properties and methods of the parent window.